On this program, NPR's Susan Stamberg often pulls back the curtain on movie magic. This morning, she explores the magic of the stage. It's the focus of an exhibition at the Library of Congress called Grand Illusion, The Art of Theatrical Design, with sketches, posters, and scale models from a century of theater. Susan takes us backstage.
Can you imagine choosing 43 objects from more than 20 million holdings in the music division of the Library of Congress? Even a musical theater lover would need a nap after maybe 10 minutes. But intrepid curators found behind-the-scenes stuff that parses theatrical illusions through original documents, like Oliver Smith's 1956 set designs for My Fair Lady.
It was the most expensive production in musical theater to its time.
Library music specialist Walter Zvanchenka.
The price for it was $485,000.
Oliver Smith's ink and watercolor sketches evoke London's Covent Gardens. Composer Frederick Lowe evokes jubilation in the melody he carefully penciled on a piece of sheet music.
It's ready for the copyists who would prepare the orchestrations.
The library's Daniel Boomhauer.
You could sit down at the piano and play and sing from this.
Well, not till you have the lyrics. Alan J. Lerner's words express Eliza Doolittle's joy after a night on the town.
Bed, bed, you couldn't go to bed with all these exclamation marks.
A piece of paper, penciled jottings, the creators at work on what becomes one of the great Broadway musicals.
I could have danced all night, I could have danced all night, and still have begged for more.
The earliest object in this Library of Congress show is a 1668 stage set engraving for the opera Il Pomodoro. Walter Zvanchenka says the production in Vienna was spectacular.
There was a huge proscenium arch, and this thing would extend like almost 100 feet back. There were huge pulleys and chains which could support in the air as many as 200 or 300 people.
Flying gods and goddesses, dragons. Sometimes they bumped into one another in midair. George Gershwin's melody for a Never Heard of It song for the Never Heard of It 1929 musical Showgirl is a handwritten, full orchestral score. Gershwin had needed Ferdy Groffet to orchestrate Rhapsody in Blue. 5 years later, he'd learned to do it himself.
Gershwin was measuring himself against great composers, and great composers in his mind orchestrated their music.
Showgirl ended with a ballet set to Gershwin's American in Paris. That tune had a future. Many of the objects in Grand Illusion, The Art of Theatrical Design, were created during the Depression. Walter Zvanchenka says musicals served a social purpose then.
They were a relief. They were a release from the pain and the rigors that came with the Great Depression. You needed a Fred Astaire and a Ginger Rogers to go dancing across the stage to try to tell people, hey, there's still some joy, there's still some life.
The evidence can be seen at the Library of Congress till the end of July. In Washington, I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
You can see some at npr.org. It's Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.